I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Federal agents this week seized computers and files and disks from suspects in New York, Wisconsin, and Texas as part of Operation Digital Gridlock. This is an investigation into illegal sharing of copyrighted movies and music over the web. Here with us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, who did the FBI catch and what were they doing?
Well, so far no charges have been filed, Alex, but the FBI did raid five homes and one internet service provider. They haven't said which one. According to the Justice Department, these were homes that belonged to people who were part of something called the Underground Network, where thousands of computer users trade illegal copies of music, movies, video games, computer software. And the amount of material that they were allegedly sharing was enormous. Attorney General John Ashcroft said in order to be even part of this network, users were required to share up to 100 gigabytes of computer files with all the other users on the network. And I'll tell you, that's a lot of computer space being used for peer-to-peer file sharing.
So these were just users, downloaders, like the recording industry's been going after?
Not exactly. These were what you might call super users. The Justice Department claims that these were homes where the computers were kind of like central repositories for all this copyrighted material. I talked with Fred von Lohmann, a senior staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and he says this is a new tactic.
What the Department of Justice is doing here is not the same thing that the recording industry is doing. Even in Operation Gridlock, the Department of Justice has not singled out anyone for merely downloading. What they've done is they're going after a few people who are kind of the kingpins behind a very large pirate network, essentially.
But the recording industry itself is still going after individual users. In fact, about the same time as this FBI raid, the Recording Industry Association of America filed lawsuits against another 744 individual computer users who were allegedly doing illegal downloading. And that's on top of the, 4,000 or so that it's already sued.
But there was this court ruling last week that said peer-to-peer networks are not liable for illegal downloading by people. Shani Jardin was just here talking about that. What is this?
Well, yeah, that was a ruling out of the Ninth Circuit Court, but they were talking about the companies that actually make the technology, the software that makes peer-to-peer file sharing possible. They can't be held liable for how their technology is used. But here, we're talking about the actual users, the people who are doing the peer-to-peer file sharing. And Alex, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into and hopefully doing a taste test on a 50% drop in profits at Krispy Kreme.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Thank you, Tess. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.